Yeah. It's a pleasure having this interview. Thank you so much.
Pleasure for me as well.
This new album, The Divine Conspiracy, is the first record you record with Nuclear Blast. Are you happy with the result?
With the result of the album or with Nuclear Blast?
The result with making the album with a new label.
Yes. The new label made a lot more possible. We had a better budget for the album than compared with the previous label. So that's already a huge advantage. But Nuclear Blast gives us also more freedom to do whatever we want and to use our own insights in music. In the past we also had freedom already, but there was sometimes still a discussion about what was better for Epica with Transmission Records to do in the music, and we want to have total freedom and no discussion at all, because I think when a band has total freedom, they come to the best result. And with the new album, we had all the freedom we wanted to have.
Do you think are the difference between your last album, Consent to Oblivion, and this one?
One of the biggest differences is already the drums. The previous album was with Jeroen Simons, our former drummer, and a new album is with Arjen van Wezendijk. He's also the drummer from God the Throne, and he's really a machine on drums. He blown us away with his drumming. We wrote already quite fast parts for the new album, because we knew he was going to drum on this album, and we knew he was a great drummer. But when we heard him playing in the studio, he completely blew us away. And another difference is that we, already on the previous album, Consigned to Oblivion, we wrote the song Consigned to Oblivion quite as a test to see if the fans would like this experiment, and it turned out to be the favorite of our fans, that song from that album. So my new album, we try to have more of these kind of songs. So we wrote more long songs, more extreme parts, more variation. The third difference with the other albums is that we this time did a pre-production on vocals, which made it possible for Simone to sing the vocal lines on the real recordings like they were agreed in the pre-production, because previous time we often worked on the vocal lines in the studio itself. A lot of vocal lines were finished already, but sometimes we worked on them and then she had to sing the new vocal lines, the adapted one, right away. And this time it was possible for her to do the pre-production, make the changes, and get used to the new singing lines, so she could sing with more confidence. I think these are the main differences.
In this album, the lyrics treat a lot religion, and also including Islamic religion. Are you afraid of any bad feedback of the believers of this religion?
No, I'm not afraid for bad feedback. I think that everybody who has an opinion should be able to give this opinion. And that's also why I wrote the song Safeguard the Paradise. It's dedicated to Theo van Gogh. He was murdered by a Muslim fundamentalist, and that was because of the beliefs this guy had. I think he went a little bit more far than it's good to do, because he sometimes insulted Islamic people. I never want to insult people, I only want to give my opinion. And I think our forefathers, they had to fight a lot to have this freedom in Europe to give your own opinion, and we should never give it that easily away again. And that's why I think it's important to do it, and that's also why I should not be afraid of giving my opinion.
What do you think that this new album, The Divine Conspiracy, is going to give to the band? A new level, a better feedback? Do you think it has make you improve as a group?
I hope so, at least. For sure, the new label has far bigger distribution channel than Transmission Records has. So for sure, the CD is much better available in the world than was in the past. And I think also with the new album, we set some higher goals. We worked on a lot of we worked very hard on this album. It's our third album. It's a very important one. And let's see what happens. We don't want to set specific goals like this. We have to achieve, otherwise we didn't reach it. But for sure, we have expectations.
So I suppose that for you is the best Epica album.
Every band likes his last album most, so Epica as well, but so far the feedback we got for this album is that most people like this, think this is our best album. So if I listen to the opinion of others, this is our best album. I think I can only decide after several years when I look back if this is the best album or not.
The cover of the album is very sensual. What can you tell me about the process of the artwork cover?
Simone, she came up with the idea of having a photo shoot of herself and being on the cover. And we said to her, it's okay, but it should look in an art way. It should look beautiful, and it should not look cheap. And she agreed, of course, because she also didn't want to look it and look cheap. And so it had to look sensual, but also artistically very nice. And I wrote the story of the concept to the Matthias Noren, the designer of the booklet and the cover. And he designed the cover together with the photo of Simone. And I never asked him why he chose for certain parts on the cover, because it was his freedom to use whatever of the lyrics he wanted to use.
What do you think that the Divine Conspiracy can give to the metal scene now?
I think we added some new elements, and for sure more aggressive elements. So I think it's not really typical gothic metal anymore. There's a lot more metal in it now, so I hope at least that it's some fresh air in the gothic metal scene.
For the special edition of the Divine Conspiracy, you have version replica from Fear Factory.
Yeah.
How you came up with the idea? Do you think that you have influence from metal industrial metal?
Yes. I have you heard the song already?
No, but my boss did.
Okay.
So he told me to ask you this.
Okay. Yes, because it's completely different from what you are used to hear from Epica. It's indeed more industrial, and this and we all like Fear Factory a lot. That's why we decided to do a song for Fear Factory. But also Replica, it's funny to have Epica doing Replica. So also because some people in the beginning of Epica, they called us Replica to make fun of us. Nowadays they don't do it anymore, but now we do it ourselves to make to have a sarcastic move to ourselves. But so all things were good to do this test, and so we decided to take a song for Fear Factory, because we listened a lot to Fear Factory when we were young ourselves, and the Replica, the song fitted perfectly.
What can you tell me about the new drummer? Have you already decided?
We hope that one of the two session drummers we are working with at the moment can be one of them can be our permanent drummer, but they both have also their own bands, and so in the meantime we work with both of them, and we hope in the future one of them says that they want to join us. But we for sure don't want to work with a drummer who is less skilled than one of these two guys.
How would you describe the work of Arjen van Wensmik? Wensmik, sorry. On the album. Yeah. In the album, Arjen, it's collaborating. How would you describe his work?
Of Arjen, the drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, he's a true metal drummer, and he's damn fast with his double bass, and he's also very clean drummer, so if he does some breaks, it always fits, and he works very fast and very tight, so for a band, it's a perfect drummer. Also live, he works like this, so it would be great to have this drummer live as well, all the time. Now we have only a few shows booked with him live, as he's also busy with Body Trunks. But when I have to talk about his work, it's only positive, because it's one of the best drummers I've ever worked with. I mean, it is the best drummer for sure I've ever worked with, and it's one of the best drummers I've ever heard.
You have already shot your new video clip, Never Enough. What can you tell us about it? When are you going to release it?
I think it will be released already before the album release, so I think it will be August. And it will also be released at the limited edition of The Divine Conspiracy. What can I tell about the video itself? We shot it in Serbia. So former Yugoslavia, and it's kind of a new company. They work with quite a lot of bands, and they did an amazing job. It's the first time that we got such a good budget to record a video, and yeah, I'm very happy that for the first time we really have a professional video clip. So I hope it will also be broadcast by some TV channels.
You are going to play in the Metal Female Voices Fest, and this is not your first year, but now you are going to be one of the most important bands that are going to play, so you have reached much higher. How do you feel about playing here and being one of the best bands in this festival this year?
That gives us a good feeling, of course. That our work has been appreciated, and I think the hard work of the last years is going to pay off. In the beginning, we were quite an inexperienced band, and we had to learn a lot. We had to build up a status, and now after the release of several albums, we discover that we are now among the more well-known bands on the bills of festivals. And a festival like Metal Female Voices Fest, it's a very nice invention by the boss of that festival. He started with this idea. In the beginning, there was no festival like this with only female-fronted bands. And for us, it's an honor to be on this festival. And we were on the first edition of the festival. We were on the second and third edition. We were not on the first fourth edition, and now we are back, so it's great to be on four times on the Metal Female Voices Fest.
You also are going to tour with Sonata Arctica in the European Tour 2007. Yeah. What do you think about this band and their new album?
I haven't heard the new Sonata Arctica album yet, so I cannot say anything about the new music, but what I know is that the band is very professional. They always reach a decent crowd, and they asked us to participate on their tour, as they think it's a great package. They can play for some Epica fans who maybe don't know so probably also don't know Epica yet. And hopefully together we can fill all the venues. That would be cool.
Epica is going to visit Spain in November. What do you think about Spanish fans, and how do you feel playing here?
That's always a great thing. We come now to the for the third time to Spain for tour. Also, in the meantime, we've been on two festivals. So I think it's going to be the fifth time in Spain in total that we visit the country. And so far, always it was a very good experience. Our CDs have been received very well so far, and the Spanish crowd is always very enthusiastic. So I hope it will be the same this time again. And if everything goes all right, we come back also in February of 2008, and then we want to do some bigger shows as well by headlining ourselves.
So you're going to have your own tour on a complete set list?
Yes, in 2008 February, and hopefully, it's not sure yet, that we want to bring also pyro, so that we have some shows with fireworks.
Thanks for your time, Mark. I have already finished. You want to say something to our readers that I haven't asked you yet?
Let me think. The only thing I hope is that the new album is like the fans expected from us. So we worked very hard for it, and we're going to like it. And for sure we come back often to Spain, and this with the Sonata Arctica tour only the big cities like Madrid and Barcelona, but hopefully with their own tour we can also do the south of Spain, and for sure Spain has already a special place in our hearts, and I'm sure it's going to stay like this.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Thank you too for your attention for Epica.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.